أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين، إنه خير ناصر ومعين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين وسيد المرسلين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam and Iman, Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah for this opportunity to once again come together as we near the completion of what I believe is our seventh day of fasting. May Allah accept all of your a'mal. Today, I want to do a bit of a different structure in terms of the presentation. Inshallah, we'll spend a little bit less time on the hadith at the beginning. I'll introduce the topic, and then instead of doing tafsir of the Quran at the end, I'll stop, and if there's any questions that brothers or sisters would like to ask, then we can do that, inshallah. So, as we've done in previous nights, I want to begin with a hadith about fasting and about the month of Ramadan. This one is an advice about, has to do with the etiquette of eating, iftar, or eating in general. And it's about somebody, it's a story, a small story about somebody named Wahab ibn Abdullah, who was also known as Abu Juhayfa. Abu Juhayfa was one of the good companions of the Prophet, and he was one of the narrators of hadith. What happened is that he himself narrates that one time I went to the Messenger of Allah, I was in his company. And it seems like he had eaten a lot, and he had eaten fast.